синьо-жовті прапори. Сьогодні в моді наші кольори. Вже позаду час, час не втач. Відсвяткуймо разом кожен м'яч.
Віва Україна! Віва Україна! Віва Україна!
Gold is Soccer Show. Mondays at 8 a.m. Valley Free Radio.
It's time for Gold of Soccer Show. Today on Gold of Soccer Show, we share our best 11 and do some game reports. We have another installment of Ask Frank. Get ready for that. It's going to be pretty sweet. We have an email from abroad in Italy. And more. A combination of incompetence and magic. It's Goal, the soccer show on Valley Free Radio. Okay, you are on Goal, the soccer show. Tried something a little new with that intro today, in case you guys didn't notice. Are you guys there? Wait, first I want to say this. Congratulations. You're listening to Goal, the soccer show. On Valley Free Radio, that's WXOJLP Northampton, 103.3 FM, streaming at valleyfreeradio.org. Hi, I'm Carson Stooley. Host, one of the hosts of Gold of Soccer Show. I'm joined today by Kevin Meek.
I'm here.
You're here. I'm joined also by Eamon Fitch.
That's right.
We are here to discuss all matters football, but really just fail miserably at every turn. I thought of an apt metaphor for the show yesterday when talking with a friend. I wasn't necessarily talking about the show. I was talking about...
And you weren't actually talking to a friend either, were you?
Just kind of by myself in a closet. But I was describing my life. I like to think of myself, and I like to think of the soccer show as an extension of this, as sort of what I'll call Johnny Appleseed of enthusiasm.
Wow.
Johnny Appleseed, of course, legend, American legend, spreading apple seeds.
That's right. I think, didn't he wear a pot on his head upside down or something like that?
I think he was from Indiana.
I think you guys were thinking of Jughead from the Archie comics.
No, he wore a paper sack on his head.
You're saying Johnny Appleseed wore a paper bag on his head?
No, Jughead. But I think Jughead's from Indiana, too.
Yeah, I think he's a well-known Midwest.
Well-known Hoosier. He's always at the 500. It's all really right. Kind of cool.
Yeah. So Goal of the Soccer Show is... We're the Johnny Appleseed of soccer enthusiasm in the United States.
Yeah, we're sowing seeds.
Yeah, we're sowing seeds. Now listen, do they all grow up into beautiful apple trees?
We don't know.
No, the answer is no.
The answer is no.
No, the answer is no.
I like my answer better. We don't stick around to water them or tend to them or anything. Just leave that to somebody else.
Yeah, we sow but do not reap.
Okay,
sure.
But no, the point is, though, they don't all blossom. But if you want even one to blossom, you have to plant many. That's the lesson I've come. That's the message I'm spreading. But now, did you guys notice, too, in the intro today, how I played the music and I came in over the music immediately?
Good stuff.
Did you think that sounded very professional?
I think you're picking this up.
Yeah.
Finally.
Ready to take it to higher levels. Maybe 4 or 5 new listeners,
yeah.
Possibly.
Maybe public access television contracts.
Oh, no, we don't want to put them on
TV.
Yeah,
watch out.
Now look at the guy.
Exactly.
Yeah,
he's made for radio.
He just needs a shave.
Easy. You don't want this on TV. Now, I will alert our audience to the fact that we are emailable during the show, during the week, and we actually have a couple emails to share this week.
Ooh.
One in Italian. That's our new Mambo Italiano section of the show. That's good, and it's actually the email's written in Italian,
and I will be translating it and responding to it all in one foul swoop.
Are you going to respond to it in Italian?
Un poco.
Yeah, make sure you use your accent.
There goes that listener.
No, she's sort of a captive audience. This is actually just my girlfriend's roommate. Callie's roommate.
Literally captive.
Yeah, literally, yeah. Callie's actually holding her back right now. It's the only way we can make it work. But so we are truly an international show. Again, as I said, we have another installment of Ask Franck. Like 10 minutes of Franck.
Really?
I don't even
ten
know
whole
if you're
minutes.
Ready.
Ten minutes of Franck, huh?
Yeah. Just sit back with a snifter of your favorite brandy.
Your eight
sure.
morning brandy.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, you guys know about that. Yeah,
yeah,
so like I said, we are available at soccershow@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out our blog, of course, soccershow.blogspot.com.
Talk about the...
In addition.
Yeah.
And I'll make this available via a link on the blog. Kevin, you don't know this.
Ooh, what don't I know?
Goal of the Soccer Show is now available as a podcast.
Oh, that's huge.
Now, you might say, what is the difference between a podcast and what we normally do?
Exactly.
Do you know the difference?
I have no idea what the difference is.
This is the difference. A podcast is available to be downloaded typically by iTunes. As far as I know, that's the only program. I'm sure there are other programs, but it's the only one I know how to use. iTunes, you subscribe to the podcast, okay? It's really easy. And once you do it, Goal of the Soccer Show and other of your favorite shows, if you so choose, will download automatically to your iTunes, to the iTunes program. So they'll just be there on your computer. So you don't have to go through the whole rigmarole.
Say that again.
The whole rigmarole.
and no one can see
he's actually enacting a rigmarole with his hands.
A real live rigmarole.
Is that in traditional Italian dance?
Yeah, it's similar to the Mambo Italiano.
Okay, we'll see that later. But Carson, this is my question,
yeah.
How much does the podcast cost?
It
must be a huge fee for having such a great service.
No, in fact, it's free.
It's free. Free?
Free of charge.
Yeah, you could subscribe to this show for free. And do you know that we're even available? Do you guys even know that we're available at the iTunes Store?
I know you're available.
If you search, well...
There's an iTunes
not
Store?
Not emotionally.
Where is it located?
On the internets. But if you own iTunes, you just click on iTunes Store. It's part of the iTunes interface. Click it. You could search for a million things. Just type in... just try this word. Soccer.
Yeah.
Try that word. I got another one for you. You could also try goal.
Goal?
You could try show, but you'd be sifting through a lot of results. But whatever. Might find something nice, something good.
Yeah. But no, I've actually typed in recently. I've gone to iTunes. This is all happening the last week. It's been a big week.
Okay? Huge week.
And in this past week, I've downloaded, I've subscribed to 6 or 7 podcasts, different podcasts from across the globe, a lot of them in the UK, I'll be honest. So, okay, not across the globe, on one continent.
Yeah, one island.
Europe, yeah. But I've been listening to the Guardian online. They have a football show every week that's really good. The BBC does sort of a national call-in show called 606, where fans from other clubs call in as they're on the way home from the game.
That's really fun.
Hey, Spoonie, I'm not really that happy with the way they performed tonight, you know. And the ref was just crap, you know. He was just crap. I get a lot of that.
What accent was that?
Georgie. Georgie.
I don't think so.
You're right, it wasn't. But what was funny is one guy called in from Portsmouth or whatever, in the South Coast, and he was talking about how he was a Newcastle fan. And this real Newcastle fan came on, he's like hanging out with Alan Shearer, and he says, that guy's not a real Geordie. And he's like, I hate the fact that guy's a Newcastle fan. He just that's the only thing he could talk about, even after Newcastle had this fantastic game.
Can we get to the shout-out segment of the show?
Oh, yeah, let's do a little of the shout-out segment of the show.
You going to shout-out to anybody?
We have a shout-out section? Many things have happened since I've been gone. One weekend,
yeah,
and
hey,
one Monday.
We move really quickly here, and we... We have to move quickly today because we have a packed show.
We just got
to
stay one step ahead of the competition.
There's a couple of
and the authorities.
Competing goalless soccer shows around the...
Okay, yeah. Quick shout-outs.
Who do you have? You go. You do your...
Okay, well, we can give a shout-out to the girls at Sprouts Radio Show in Amherst on 89.3 WAMH. W-A-M-H. They play... some pretty crazy hot waxy dance platters all night from 8 to 10 p.m. on
all night from 8 to 10
on Tuesdays only.
What?
So it's a good show.
Well, we called in and Eamon called in and he requested a song for me. I was looking for Rolling Stones, Under My Thumb. Do you know that song?
Yeah.
And they didn't have it. They didn't have it, but they correctly predicted that Iggy Pop would be an appropriate substitute.
Second on the list.
A, that's a good idea, and B, they plugged Goal of Soccer Show.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
So now we're replugging, or we're plugging back. But yeah, Lola
so
and
we're plugging
Ariella,
each other.
Ariella. Well,
easy.
Come on.
Easy.
What?
There's a dual plug situation.
Okay, I mean, you know.
And then also, my cousin Ivy in Seattle, Washington.
Excuse me?
She's listening.
Awesome.
I know, it's great.
Yeah, I came across some listeners too. Just people who say, "Hey, you know, I hear your show live, and I like it." And in one particular, I talked to a guy named Chris who likes the show, but he can only hear the first 20 minutes of it. So he's got 6 minutes left. Chris, I told you the first 20 minutes was going to be good, so I apologize.
No, it's rocking.
You think it is?
Oh yeah.
Let's cram in some good stuff though in the next 6 minutes.
Hey, I've got a shout out.
Oh, what's that?
Look at Eamon's face.
Because
like,
what are you going to shout out to
your wife?
No. I get appropriate shout out.
Oh,
no.
He does have a shout out.
Okay, let's do it.
I'd like to send a shout out to basically every person that I know in this area that is part of the UMass MFA program that threw me and my wife.
Yeah, that's true.
Shout out.
A party. So yeah. I'd like to thank them all. It really meant a lot. It was amazing.
Well, in our listening audience, you know that Kevin, for all his myriad faults, is a terrific host. He's a not of a radio show.
Yeah.
But he's a terrific host of parties, and he's thrown some pretty large parties. I'd say family-friendly.
Family-friendly.
Family-friendly parties, but with an edge.
I don't
sort of like
of
you.
Families.
You're kind of family-friendly, but with an edge.
I like that.
Yeah, and
yeah, that's true.
And the parties are fun, and they're well-attended, and they're well-stocked in terms of...
They're booze-soaked.
I was going to say adult beverages.
You can't say booze-soaked on the radio.
And you had, like, a terrific chili, I think, at the last party.
Oh, we had some chili.
Oh,
we had
fantastic.
We had, you know, the steel drum guy that goes around Northampton.
Yeah, you did, yeah.
Yeah, showed up.
And you also roasted a pig?
Well, yeah.
What
Hawaiian style, we dug the pit. I think we talked about that, actually, on the radio.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, it was amazing. And so it was spearheaded by another colleague, Brian Baldy, who probably is not listening to the show.
He could be.
Potentially.
I plugged it at the party.
You did?
Up until I started slurring, and then
just
the plug kind of went away.
Everywhere.
Wait, when you started slurring?
Easy.
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 This is, you are listening to Goal of Soccer Show. You are constantly listening to Goal of Soccer Show. What else do we have here? I got a lot of, I said the blog already. Oh, let's talk about Meek.
Wait.
What?
Before we move on, I think we need to wrap up last week's old business.
Do you have some old business?
Yeah, I got a bone to pick with you, Carson. No, we asked an abstract question and we left it kind of wide open. We didn't. You and I didn't even answer it.
Abstract question of the week. Did you catch that, Kevin?
Yeah, would you listen?
You're gonna have to repeat it.
So you didn't listen to the show last week?
No, I didn't listen to the show last week.
That's too bad. That's a pretty good.
Well, we'll find out why he didn't listen in a second. But it's not all right. But
yeah.
the question was. For all its complications, this question. If you could play like Franck Ribéry, the right wing for France and Olympique Marseille, but you had to look like Franck Ribéry, would you do it?
Would you do it?
Me? I said no, because I'm not even that interested in being a professional footballer.
Well, I said yes, because I already know what it's like to be incredibly good-looking, but have no natural talents or skills or anything at all. So I would be willing to trade it. Also, just for the chance to be on the same pitch with Zinedine Zidane.
Yeah.
I would do it.
who out there listening doesn't think that even just brought that up simply to say on the air how good looking he is?
I'd say it on the air. I don't even need prompting.
Just wondering if anyone knew that.
Come on, it's a radio show. I got to give myself something. Carson's plugging his book last week. What do I got?
I didn't plug the book. Did I?
I did.
I mean, just because I wrote a book. I mean,
you go again.
You want me to lie that I didn't write a book? You want me to say I didn't write a book called Some Common Weaknesses Illustrated, available this April?
April? I thought I was getting it for Christmas.
Easy.
If I don't get that for Christmas, I'm going to be very upset.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have some upset co-hosts then.
I'll write you a poem.
Anyway, no, I think that question was good and it needed to be answered because we oftentimes just leave things wide open on the show.
Yeah, I think you did the right thing.
I think you definitely did the right thing.
You did the right thing. That's kind of what you're all about. Now,
do we have to go ahead to move on?
Can
we get to Kevin Meek?
Yeah, where were you last week, Kevin?
Where was I?
Yeah, Meek didn't show up. We smashed you a little bit. We butted heads a little bit with you in your absence, and you haven't heard it. But it turned out you were actually doing something incredibly soccer-related.
Yeah. It was fun. I went to the National Soccer Coaches Association of America's Coaching Academy that took place in Fitchburg. I took the Advanced Regional Diploma Course, and it was 3 days, 12 hours a day of playing, teaching, learning, and hanging out with a bunch of soccer nuts.
So what does that qualify for you for in terms of level of coaching?
In terms of level, the Coach Association has a state, a regional, advanced regional, then the national, and then you go on to like Premier National where, you know, I would never do it. This is mostly for advanced high school club coaches and college coaches. So that's really what it is.
So are you going to look into getting a job with a college?
I think that's the goal in the back of my mind right now. I'm an assistant coach right now at Westfield State Girls.
Yeah. See, now you're plugging yourself. So we should all just plug ourselves for an hour.
you asked, and see, usually when someone asks a question, you would like to establish some credibility.
Yeah, no, that's true, but I think you should be plugging yourself. If you're looking for a new job here, maybe somebody out there listens to soccer, the soccer show, and is also somehow connected to the actual sport.
There you go.
But that's pretty unlikely.
Yeah, I'm saying that's about zero chance. But the course itself was amazing. It was a lot of fun. I did more playing of soccer because to demonstrate and to talk about coaching, they need people to go out there and do practices. And so I played every second of those 3 days and couldn't move on Monday.
Ouch.
Yeah, and you also had a class to plan, I think.
Yeah, I had to plan a class.
Bummer. You know, a real bummer.
It wasn't that much of a bummer.
Oh, no?
It was all right.
Oh, okay.
You sound pretty happy about it.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun. I would recommend this course. They have the national course every year, in fact, in Amherst, which is, kind of interesting. So June 20th to the 26th, the national diploma. And it'll have the head coach from North Carolina Girls probably going to be here. And
a dominant ACC force,
a dominant national force,
dominant national
yeah.
force,
14 out of 16
hey,
national titles.
How'd the NCAA tournament end up this year?
How'd the tournament end up?
Yeah,
the girls' soccer.
Yeah,
do you know, Kevin? Who won?
I'm going blank right now, but I thought NC won.
I'm guessing it was a university.
Yeah, it was definitely a university.
Maybe. College-aged girls.
Potential.
Jesus.
I guess. All right, hey, listen. We're going to get a move on right now.
We're getting a move on. So, yeah, that's where I was this past weekend. We can talk about that a little later if we talk about formations and stuff, because I learned some good stuff.
You did?
Yeah.
Fantastic. We have a new segment on the show.
I hear. I can't wait.
Can I give you a hint as to what it is?
Hint.
Mambo Italiano. You know what the music means.
We're tired of talking.
All you Calabrese do the mambo like a crazy with a. We have here an email from Antonella Zapporedu, all the way from East France, East in France. And Antonella has written to the show in Italiano. So I've taken it upon myself to read the email, understand what most of the words mean, and translate it for our listening audience. If anyone has any desire to write us in a foreign language, you can do that. Soccershow@gmail.com. So what I would like to do, though, is translate for our fans what I think that this says. Is that fair?
Yeah, yeah.
So she writes in. You'll notice, everyone, that the email here. Well, not everyone. Everyone in the studio. Ciao, compatriata. Compatriot.
Wow.
She says, hi, Carson. Come stai? Stavo ascoltando la radio con Callie.
Come on.
Well, you don't want me to read the... I listened to the radio with Callie. She says, I didn't understand much of it. Mami è bastata sentire il nome di Fabio Cannavaro per rendermi conto che stavate parlando di un grande campione.
I heard Cannavaro.
Yeah. She says, just to hear the name Fabio Cannavaro, whom she loves,
mm-hmm.
is enough to know that we're talking about a great champion. She says, you know, what, would you prefer that the golden ball, il pallone d'oro tra la mano del portierone Gianluigi Buffon, would you prefer the golden ball?
No.
Went to Buffon? No. Or del francese Thierry Henry?
No.
Or the Frenchman Thierry Henry?
Zizou.
Right. And then she says, she moves on, she says Forza Azzurri, which is sort of, they say that a lot over there. She says, I visto la performance del Cagliari contro il Milan. Non male per una piccola squadra, vero?
What?
She said, did you see the performance of Cagliari versus AC Milan? And we did see that performance.
That's right, we did.
And we saw David Suazo, fastest man alive.
Yeah, I think, did he run to Honduras and back?
In the middle of the game.
To answer a phone call. It was urgent.
Right, and then she said durante la tua trasmissione radiofonica puoi fare una tua personale classifica sui 10 migliori giocatori italiani. She says, I heard during the last radio show that you want to make your own personal team of 11 men, the best Italians. Now, it's not in particular. I said just the best team.
Yeah, but she thinks it would just be Italians.
So you think it would just be Italians? But what I've done for today.
Yeah.
Is make the best team.
The best Italian team,
yeah. And I don't
maybe know. Just like the 2006 World Cup team that
won,
turned out to be the best team.
Well, yeah, but as I pointed out to you, Eamon, on the bed of dreams.
So much is pointed out to me this week.
To choose, you know, you still could choose the best 11. The 11
right,
you thought
right.
should be on the pitch.
Right.
So I've done that.
So you think you're better coach than who's the Italian national coach?
Donadoni now.
But
I have to give her a message because I couldn't do it for all time. I think she meant all time.
She wanted Gianfranco Zola.
Because she talks about Zola. She likes them, him and Cannavaro, because they have humility. And she says, nonostante guadagnino tantissimi soldi non astentano, le loro esagerate ricchezze e non hanno la Bologna come fidanzata. La moglie di Cannavaro è tutto l'opposto di uno top model. Which basically she means they have a lot of money, but they don't flaunt it, and also they don't have their wives aren't that hot. And she says that Cannavaro has the opposite of a top model for a wife. So I like that. So I have a message for Antonella, just to tell her, I think that what I'm about to say is that I can't come up with one for all time, but I'll tell her my favorite 11 players right now. So do you mind if I try?
I would like for you. Can you tell us it by position?
Yeah, but I have to actually just deliver this message in Italian.
Just do it.
Yeah, okay. Mi dispiace dire.
You have to use an accent.
That's an Italian accent.
It's like
mi dispiace dire che io non può fare una classifica delle giocatori italiano assoluti, ma io può fare la per gli giocatori in tempo presente. Tempo presente.
Right now, present time.
This guy knows Italian.
Sure.
Yeah, so I came up with my 11 right now. So for my attaccante, my attackers, do you guys have an 11? Did you do this for Italians?
No, God, no.
All right, fine. I'll just give her mine. Antonella, ecce la mia squadra. Behold my squad.
I like that.
Attaccanti, Mascara, Giuseppe Mascara, Luca Toni,
yeah.
E Francesco Totti.
Wow, three of them.
Yeah, three.
What's your formation?
Well,
formazione.
I'm sort of doing tre,
like
tre e quattro e tre. 3-4-3, I think. But Todi is going to kind of play behind the attackers.
Because you can have Cannavaro in the back, and he's like...
Yeah, I have Cannavaro.
It depends on if you're playing Italian national team or if you're playing in the Italian Serie A.
Yeah, which is full of goals this year.
It's full of goals, but they also play,
I think, for the most part... defensive teams like Catania.
Well, for the most part, they play the best zonal defense in the back. So they usually have either a 3-5 or a 3 in the back or 4 in the back.
Yeah.
So I'm ruining your flow here, aren't I?
Yeah, but wait. Oh,
get in there.
Yeah, I got some flow. Hang on.
There's your attackers. Go to your midfield.
Pistas, man.
My midfield? What did I say here? Oh, yeah, midfield. So what did I need 4 of these guys?
Just pick 4.
Cristiano Doni. These are my centrocampiste.
You like Doni. Who's he with?
Atalanta.
Atalanta,
fantastic.
Yeah.
Rosina for Torino, who's amazing. I like Daniela De Rossi to play just behind the three midfielders.
Talk about humility.
Yeah, and then Corini for Palermo. Very creative, passing midfielder.
Yeah, that's a good midfield.
Yeah, it's beautiful, isn't it?
But you have him playing in the back?
Well, he doesn't... He attacks.
Of course.
And then for my three defenders, Difensore.
Difensore.
I have Cannavaro in the middle.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, come on. And then I'll put Christian Panucci... at sinistra, Difensore, and then Aldo. Aldo plays for Lazio.
Oh,
I saw
him
yesterday.
He's fantastic.
Right.
What about, could you give Paolo Maldini honorable mention just because he's such a veteran?
I'll put him in there.
Where is Alessandro Nesta?
Nesta? He's still around.
Yeah, Nesta. Why wouldn't you put him? Or Zambrotta? No?
Well, Zambrotta's
this guy.
I mean, these are not necessarily what I consider... Migliori, the best Italians, but they're sort of the most fun for me to watch.
Okay.
Why? What, you got a problem?
Well, the idea of, I would put Nesta in the middle. I would put Cannavaro on right outside or left because he can go both equally well.
You like the wing?
And the way I would play it, especially if we have a flat back 4, and
Coach
they're playing
Gavin.
Zone across the back, is sending Cannavaro and Zambrotta up on the right and left side.
Yeah.
As a sort of an attacking, almost third and fourth attackers going up because their shots are rockets.
You know, that's not a bad idea. And I saw Cannavaro last night playing.
We saw him playing
Madrid. And I'm not sure what his position, what the coach indicated his position should be, but he just basically goes wherever he's needed. So I mean, he could play on the right or the left. You could put him in striker; he'd still be playing defense like as well as anybody in the world.
Oh yeah, I mean his strength and his ability to tackle are awesome. But I think the thing to really take advantage of both Zambrotta and Cannavaro would be on the outside, because their ability to see the game and then make the right run at the right time is a beautiful. And with the midfield you get set up, well, hey, I mean they could cover if they're out of position.
You know, I'm thinking here. I think you get another segment, Coach Kevin.
Oh,
Coach Kevin's Corner.
Yeah, Coach's Corner.
Coach's
Meek.
Yeah, there you go.
Or we could call this. We could call it Anything But Meek.
Ooh.
Anything But Meek.
Bam. That's what I'm talking about.
Or I just want to say the meek shall inherit the earth, but I don't know.
Doesn't even make sense.
I don't know how to put that in.
How to work. Some sort of.
So I like that. I liked your 11, but. It was actually only 10. I'm assuming you're just going to put Buffon back there in goal.
Hey, easy. I was thinking of Emilia. Emilia is a keeper for...
You didn't like Angelo Peruzzi?
For Livorno. You like Peruzzi. This guy drooling over Peruzzi.
Listen, I got to say, Angelo Peruzzi may have the only clean sheet against Roma this entire season.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was...
That guy is seasoned.
Right, let's not talk about the games too quickly.
Yeah.
But I just want to say that's the end of...
fine.
That's the outro music. We have to get to Ask Frank.
Okay.
So I just want to warn you guys. It's serious. Now, I do have to give a slight disclaimer about Ask Frank.
Don't apologize.
Is that my microphone broke. So we had to use headphones as a microphone. You know, if you talk into the left ear. If you talk into the left ear. Of a microphone, it of a headphones. It works as a microphone.
I didn't know that.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
On my computer, we talk. If you talk into the left ear of headphones, it works as a microphone.
Only the left ear?
Yeah.
Would it work right now if you took off your headphones?
Yeah, also spoken? If I plug it into the mic jack.
Yeah, but we have these high-quality mics.
Yeah.
Let's not screw around. But I'm really impressed. I don't think you should apologize for that. That's the kind of inventiveness and scrappiness that this show needs.
Yeah. Did you put the sock that was on the microphone that you use onto the headphone then?
No, I put it on my feet.
But
easy. Okay. All right, so we have a little Ask Franck. Get ready once again. We got 9 minutes of Ask Franck. All right, let's do it. Everyone, buckle up. You guys ready?
Sure.
All right, let's see if it works.
Hello and welcome to Ask Franck. I am here with Franck Sliegers, and Ask Franck is our weekly segment where we ask Mr. Franck Sliegers, a question maybe typically having to do with German soccer, but in general life. Franck, how are you doing? How are you doing today?
Hi, Carson. I'm doing great.
Hello. All right. We are having sort of a technical difficulty here this week. The microphone that I typically use is broken, so right now we're talking into a headphone. But Franck swears that this is not a problem for him.
No, not a problem at all. That's not an excuse to blow up the game.
Okay. Well, we had a very successful interview last week, and we talked about Jan Schladerer from the DFB Cup, and that was in response to listener Brad Fliss's question about those two things. Brad writes in this week, he says, surprisingly good program, and he thinks that the new Ask Franck segment is an American success story, which is, to Canadians, that would be a Gretzky. Franck, were you pretty excited about this?
Yeah, it's great. Thanks, Brad, for this comment, and I don't want to disappoint you.
All right, well, that's good, because we do have another question from Brad this week. So this is sort of becoming the Brad Asks Franck segment. This is what Brad writes. He says, here's another question I had recently that perhaps could be answered by both Franck and the host of the soccer show. In an era of increasing globalization across football leagues, I'm wondering if particular national characteristics or playing styles become less distinguishable and more heterogeneous. Should we be mourning any loss of national particularity or heralding the advent of a stronger Darwinian international style? Maybe Franck could outline what would be traditionally or stereotypically German stylistic traits and how those traits have evolved, if at all, over the last 10 to 15 years, say. And I'm just going to hand the mic over to Franck because I think he's got a short lecture to deliver.
Yeah, hi everybody. We were agreed that that's a great quick question and almost a philosophical one. First, 10 to 15 years of Wolfman, I mean, that's much too long nowadays. I think we're talking about Wolfman in a much shorter period of time. Well, let's say 4 years to be generous, sometimes even two years. So what happened, what can happen in between 2 years out of teams, that's amazing. Talking about German traditions and German style, the German tradition is the German Tugend, the German virtue, and that's always heavily, not discussed, but it's anticipated that the Germans will have this during tournaments. So the Germans never give up. They have to have great physical condition, and they believe then you can always win a game, and a game is 90 minutes, or it's in overtime 120 minutes. And this experience they share with the Italians, for example. So they're both strong teams. They believe in this, and well, unfortunately, German never wins. So who has a stronger virtue? We can discuss this. And in Germany, we can really see that the style involved. I think they're playing in more now international style, and as a consequence, maybe of a coach who is living in the United States. He took American physiotherapists that came out of, I think, football and basketball. And even if this was heavily discussed in Germany, it seemed to be very successful and made play faster. And made the German team playing and most attractive style in the last championships that everybody was surprised, and even Germany was surprised, and we love this. So we love this involvement.
Now Brad asks, in particular, should we be mourning the loss of any particular styles? Now, have you seen it be a greater homogeneity across country lines, or do you feel that there are still distinct styles in Germany and in other countries?
I think there are still different styles. I mean, okay, the one style, for example, Brazilian style is still very Brazilian. But as many successful players are bought by the clubs in England and Spain and, let's say, in Italian, Italy, those players that are playing, for example, for Brazil, they get another experiences, and probably the style, it is more homogeneous, and the play is much, much faster. And I think the stress is more upon that the players are exchangeable. So you have to have more players for one position than only one, because in these leagues they're playing the whole year long. So it's just more focus on the physical condition. And I don't know if you should mourn. I love the quick. I love the involvement, and well, to look back, it's always nice to see on TV. Oh yeah, these golden days. But I love the play, how it's evolving. That's a living game. It's not like something you cast in iron and say, okay, that's the style we are playing. And of course, in some games, like for example, Poland, Germany, when they scored in the 90th minute, well, you still have these old German Tugends and the German things that they break through, and then, well, they can be decisive.
So to recap, you say that if there is a German style, that even if it's changing, even if the style of play is changing, you still would suggest this Tugend, which is this sort of, we'll say it's both a mental, it's a physical, but more so even a mental, virtue was one of the words we were saying, but more a commitment. A commitment of mind and body to the game, not just to the very end, but maybe even more so at the end, where you give your all.
Yeah, and that give, even if they're all playing for international teams, like club teams, that then makes a difference. If you have this virtue and rely on this, then you're successful. And I think that it's great that we still have this, and this, we have still a characteristic in these teams. You would never see a Brazilian team play like a German team. I hope so.
Well, all right. Frank, I appreciate it a lot. I will say that tonight is Sunday night. It's getting kind of late, but I think you pulled through. I think you gave 110%, and I admire your own German Tugend. I think that you've brought it to the soccer show.
Yeah, thanks a lot. We just had reviews in my department, so I hope I brought this German Tugend to my students.
All right, and again, if you have questions for Frank, feel free to address them to soccershow@gmail.com. Frank, actually next Friday, is going to be going back to Germany, but hopefully we'll be able to do one more segment. We'll do one more segment and before the winter break. And when will you be back, Frank?
I will be back at the end of January, precisely at the 24th of January. So then I'm again open for questions for Ask Frank.
There we are. That is Ask Frank for this week. SoccerShow@gmail.com is the email address. Thank you very much for listening. There we are, another segment of Ask Frank. I think it went pretty well. It was a little scrappy. We are joined on Goal to Soccer Show today by a surprise guest.
This is the surprise guest segment of the show.
This is the new surprise guest segment of the show. We have in the house Mr. Sean Casey.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys.
All right.
You must listen
great
to a
lot
of
radio.
Here.
Sean,
you can actually explain this for my own sake. What are you doing here?
I came out of pity.
For us
because
or for
you've
the
been
listeners?
Nagging me. No. You know, I'm a fan of radio.
Yeah, you are. You
not a fan of soccer, though. I'm going to say that right now.
Well, that's good.
I'm not as big a fan of soccer. I prefer other things.
That's fine. You're not as annoying as as Jeremy Church.
Yeah.
Oh, easy.
Not many people are.
Listen, it wouldn't be the soccer show if we didn't take a swipe at Jeremy Church.
Yeah, Andy's old.
We got Grandpa Meek over there.
Yeah, that's right. Well, Sean, you're welcome to play along. You came for the part of the show. Have you listened to any of the show today?
I was listening on the drive over.
Are you lying right now?
Well, not completely. I was also listening to NPR.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Switching over.
Competitor.
When you guys got boring.
Corporate NPR.
Corporate, yeah.
Gold jive.
So what are we going to do? Are we going to talk about some soccer?
We're going to introduce.
Oh, I like this.
We're going to introduce the best 11, our best 11.
Oh, great.
So let's see if this jam works.
Ladies and gentlemen, already been to Paris, already
this
been
has nothing
to Rome.
To do.
What did this has I nothing do, to do but with. Miss my home?
Oh, New England.
I have been out west to California.
All right. For some reason, that's the best 11 segment this week. Jonathan Richman's song, New England. I do have a quote, though, and I think I might read this before we do the best 11 any old week. This is from Eduardo Galeano's book, Football in Sun and Shadow. He is a Uruguayan author, Uruguayan maybe. But in sort of the preface to this book, he has what he calls the author's confession. He said that he was terrible at soccer. He says, as a fan, I also left a lot to be desired. Juan Alberto Schiaffino and Julio Cesar Abadai played for Penarol, the enemy team. I was a loyal national fan, and I did everything I could to hate them. But with his masterful passes, El Pepe Schiaffino orchestrated the team's play as if he were watching from the highest tower of the stadium, and El Pardo Abadai, running in his seven-league boots, would slide the ball all the way down the white touchline, swaying back and forth without ever grazing the ball or his opponents. I couldn't help admiring them, and I even felt like cheering. Years have gone by, and I've finally learned to accept myself for who I am, a beggar for good football. I go about the world, hand outstretched, and in the stadiums I plead, a pretty move for the love of God. And when good football happens, I give thanks for the miracle, and I don't give a damn which team or country performs it. Would you say that's any beauty? Do you guys anyone sense any beauty in there?
Yeah, sure. I'll leave it to the writing, the MFAs.
I think that's us.
Yeah, that's definitely you guys. Wow. I need to workshop that.
Yeah, we'll take that home.
It seems to be at odds with the idea that one team has to prevail over the other, right? If it's just supposed to look beautiful.
Well, that's his basic idea, yeah.
Yeah, I like that. I appreciate that more because I think the competitive spirit is kind of evil.
I think you're out of your mind.
What, are you a socialist?
I don't know.
Because we love socialists here at VFR.
Yeah, I'm the lone non-socialist here.
Oh, come on. How dare you?
You're a socialist, Kevin.
I'm a capitalist socialist. Is that possible?
Yeah, I think I think your microphone's broken.
Thank God.
All right.
So, top 11.
Wait, no, can you just... Seriously.
I'm here?
Okay, yeah, you're here. Yeah, you're definitely here.
All right,
fair enough. So we have our best of 11, and what I'd like to do is use... Now, of course, we only have 3 minutes left in the show, basically.
Is it best of 11?
No, best 11 of the week.
Okay.
And we use the best 11 as what I'll call an entree, or an entry point, into some game reports for the week. Right?
I can't wait.
Okay. And again, if you have any... if you clash with us on any particular choices, feel free to email us at soccershow@gmail.com. I'll just put that out there.
Or you can call the studio.
I didn't even mention that. That's right. 413-585-1033. But I don't hold too many hopes for that.
Oh, first caller wins a shirt from Carson's Wardrobe.
Ouch. Now I don't want to answer the phone because I only have 2 shirts.
He's like the Mother Teresa, but of soccer shows.
And shirts.
No, the Johnny Appleseed of soccer shows.
Yeah, weren't you listening to the show?
Johnny Appleseed today.
Johnny Appleseed of enthusiasm. The Mother Teresa of something else.
Anyway, we can talk about some soccer?
Yes.
We don't have to.
Best 11s. Best 11s.
I'll start.
Yes, you do it.
In goal.
Oh, snap.
Angelo Peruzzi. Obviously.
Obviously. I'll start in goal. Oh, so do you want to talk about Peruzzi? That was Lazio Roma.
Lazio Roma. I mean, it'd take a man like Peruzzi to keep Totti from scoring for 90 minutes.
Totti, despite the fact that Roma lost
3-0.
3-0, yeah.
Pretty amazing.
At La Stadio Olimpica.
Big Roman derby. Yeah. Although there's probably a better word in Italian. Italiano.
Derbiano. I think that's actually the word. Anyway, this is a big match. The fascist right-wing Lazio supporters versus the slightly less fascist Roma supporters, I guess.
In their beautiful burgundy.
But Totti was the focus of the game despite his team losing 3-0.
More so, the scar on his right leg was the focus of the game.
Yeah, midway through the match, Totti was injured. I assume he got a cleat across the thigh. And for the rest of the match, Sean, I'll talk directly to you.
Please.
He refused to put... He lifted up his shorts to show the ref, but then he just kept his shorts, like, tucked up. So you just got this big man thigh.
Mm-hmm. And he'd point at it, you know, every time he came by the ref, he'd just point at his thigh. Which, you know... It was a pretty nasty gash.
Sean does that a lot.
How did the crowds react to that?
I think they lit their homes on fire in a typical Italian fashion. You know, flares.
Yeah,
lots of flares.
There was a lot of flaring.
And flag waving.
So that was a good match. Now, my keeper, though.
Wait, do you have anyone else from that match to highlight? Because it's that.
I don't.
No, me neither. Pretty poor showing.
I will
showing.
Say Totti was fantastic, but he's not.
There was a pretty great goal by... A midfielder for Lazio, but who cares? Maybe it'll be Lazianese care. But
Lazianese. My keeper was Victor Valdez.
Oh, yeah.
Keeper for Barcelona. Barcelona, who won 1-0 versus a Basque club, Real Sociedad. And they're not as Basque as Bilbao, who actually won 4-2 this weekend.
Great. We're really pulling for them.
We are. One of only three teams never to be relegated, Sean.
From the Spanish.
Besides top. Barcelona and Real Madrid. Atletico Bilbao, they only let Basque players play.
Uh-huh.
So
they're nationalists.
Yes.
So are they the team of the terrorist group there?
Yeah, exactly. They're really bad at building
pipe
bombs.
So they know
bombs.
That their cars aren't going to get blown up in the parking lot.
Because their pipe bombs never go off.
Okay.
But anyway, the point being that Real Sociedad is another Basque club, but they do not have a... What is this?
Well, there's a special word for it that we don't know. It's just the strict code.
Right. They don't have the code. They don't go by the code. They have real players, but they've been relegated before. Anyway, Barcelona played really well, only won 1-0. But Victor Valdez, and I will say I had a vested interest in this game.
All right.
Yeah. And Victor Valdez saved. It was off a free kick and then a header in the 93rd minute of the match. This ball going to the top left corner. Valdez sprung up. As if Superman, he did a Superman pose. He had a cape on. He put a cape on just before this happened. And he had underwear outside of his...
Was there a phone booth next to the goal?
Yeah, and Doctor Who was in it.
He actually went back in time.
He did.
To position himself better.
He did.
Okay, so...
Field,
that,
yeah.
There was a little time travel. All right.
I don't know. This whole top 11 thing, 11 players is a lot to talk about.
You think so?
I'll tell you my.
Well, if we had started earlier, it wouldn't have been, but we didn't.
Maybe go with your most sassy pick.
Sassy.
Yeah, I could do
sassy.
Yeah,
saucy.
Well, speaking of sassy, only one name comes to mind: Ricardo Quaresma.
Yeah, tell us what Quaresma has to say for himself.
Oh, I didn't bring it.
Okay,
I didn't bring his quotes.
You could wing it.
Oh, not a bad segue because he plays wing.
I didn't. No pun intended. Honestly, I hate puns.
You don't. You do make them all the time.
No, in
oh, and you hate yourself.
That's true.
Yeah. So Ricardo Quaresma plays wing for the Portuguese team FC Porto. Played against Arsenal. This is the first time I'd seen him. Oh. I mean, talk about beggar for good football. Now I'm addicted. I'm addicted to this Quaresma.
What nationality is he?
Portuguese. And he actually used to play on Sporting Lisbon with Cristiano Ronaldo.
God, too much.
They occupied the wings together.
Too much.
Those two guys running up and down the wings. Too much.
It's like having Right Said Fred playing on your team.
It is a little bit.
Yeah, too sexy.
We get it. We got it.
I love that. Yeah. He's got to come every week.
Okay, yeah, I think
fine.
So, maybe, yeah.
You're fired.
Yeah. Luckily, you only have two more days.
You know what? In a couple of weeks, I'll just put on a shock of red hair, and you can call me Eamon.
Yeah, I could do
sure,
that.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, sort of
I'll
look
just
alike.
Go, you know.
That's
I'll,
red hair?
I don't know what it is.
Well, what does it look like?
Rust.
Brown?
Rust-colored brown.
God, it's definitely rusty.
You're going to get an angry email from my mother.
she only knows you as the redhead?
I guess. My whole family's got redhead. Have you met my sister? Yeah, you met my sister.
Hey, why you mean the sister?
Anyway, another Portuguese player that caught my eye, my roving, wandering eye.
Oh, well, I should say Porto and Arsenal tied. It was
Champions
was
League.
One of the more exciting 0-0 draws I've seen, though.
Oh, God. There's flies collecting on the ball, I think.
Easy,
in half
come on.
Time, second half. Samão on Benfica. Oh. Benfica, Manchester United, another big Champions League qualifier.
Which Man U won?
3-1.
But Benfica's through as well, I think.
Well, you should check your list, because I think you're wrong.
Yeah, I think you're wrong as well.
Because Celtic
I'm wrong.
But anyway, I think this Benfica team, pretty exciting. This young man on the right wing, Samão, another Portuguese. This guy is just incredibly fast, incredible. I mean, the Portuguese, they got something going. I think they have one star.
You know what they don't have, though? They don't have Tugend. They lack Tugend.
The word itself or the...
Yeah, in their language they don't have it, but they also lack... I think that there's not... They certainly do not have that... When you think of that club, you don't think necessarily that sort of like that resolve, that mental
resolve. Yeah, you're absolutely right. And the Portuguese
luckily for
team,
them,
like the Spanish.
Luckily for them in the World Cup, the English have less of it.
Yeah.
How dare you?
A lot less.
Come on.
Hey.
What are you? Americano?
What can I say? We couldn't even get a coach this week.
Yeah, that's true. Well,
all right.
Too bad.
All right.
Klinsmann.
And also playing for Benfica, I don't think you put him at right back.
I did. Nelson. I don't know if he's Portuguese or if he's Brazilian.
Either way.
He scored a fantastic, the opening goal, just strike from about 30 yards
cracking.
Out. He's amazing.
Now listen,
extremely quick.
I'd like to direct,
speed is,
I would like
speed
to divert
along.
The attention from my best 11 to the right wing side of things.
That's where we just were.
You were talking about Samão, but yeah. I'm going to say my own right wing, Aaron Lennon.
Yeah, I kind of had trouble. I put him on my team too, but...
Where? You just have a team of wingers?
Yeah, they're all on the right wing.
So you have no concept of team. It's just...
Well, there is some discrepancy.
That's
excuse me, Coach Meek.
I like that Meek is sort of stepping up because Meek has sort of been concerned about his identity on the show. But I like Meek where you're going.
I do too. It's real a more technical aspect because Carson and I just kind of love the game. We don't understand it at all.
Yeah, and what I like is how you're beginning to render Eamon useless a little bit. It's like, what is Eamon doing here? And that's good. But he needs to be rendered useless.
That's perfect.
Would you like to announce right now officially?
Sure. This is my second to last show. In 2 weeks, I'm moving back to the West Coast. You can visit me there in Portland, Oregon. It's going to be fantastic. I'm sorry to leave the show, though. It's one regret in life. It's not being able to come back on the show.
Wow.
You could probably call in, yeah.
Yeah,
no.
Up on the West Coast.
Oh, for God's sake, it's going to be 5 in the morning there.
Oh. Well, what's that all about? It's not like you
Meek,
stay
will
up
you
late.
Make, Meek, will you make that noise?
Oh. No.
I'm going to call in just so I can hear that noise at 5 in the morning.
Well, I think that we might do, I don't know what we'll call it.
A farewell?
I don't know. Anyway, we can...
Don't call it a segment. Don't flatter me.
No, you'll get a segment.
I don't want a segment. Anyway, sure, I got a lot of right-wing players here.
Yeah, anyway, Aaron Lennon and the whole Tottenham squad, because I had Berbatov at striker.
I got Defoe.
You had Defoe at striker. I had Tom Huddleston in the midfield. Tom Huddleston's fantastic,
honorable
by
mention.
The way. Anyway, the point is, Tottenham rolled over Charlton 5-1, and the one was an own goal, so they scored all the goals.
Yeah, pretty exciting.
This team is magic right now. And I called it before the weekend.
You did. What are you pointing that pen at me? Keep the cap on. Yeah, no, premonition. That you had a premonition.
Oh, they're just. They're
I think
rolling.
You woke up. You shot up in bed in the middle of the night, just like that. And you came into my room and you said, "Eamon, Tottenham's going to win 5-1 this weekend, and the radio show's going to be a dud."
No, I said the radio show's going to be fantastic.
Oh,
I
you're right.
It has been.
Slam dunk. No, goal.
You want me to talk more Italian?
Sure.
Meek, we only have a minute, but do you have something over there that you wanted to share?
Well, I was just going to talk about the games that are coming up. Are we done with the games?
Well,
last
we might
week?
Have to be. Yeah, we might have to we're, give.
We're a little low. We're a little low on time.
Yeah,
I was just
going to
talk
it.
About the UEFA Cup.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Got their group the final group matches are coming up on Wednesday, I believe.
Right.
And so, you know, some ones to look for, the Blackburn versus AC Nancy is an important one. It's English versus French.
Yeah. Mm.
And that's one to see who gets in. And I'm going to butcher some of these names.
Do
I
it.
Apologize. But,
do it.
Feyenoord versus Wisla Krakow.
I think you're all right with that one. We don't know how to say that.
Feyenoord needs a home win, so they need a win there.
We don't have any Dutch listeners.
The Parent Saints, German FC.
Boo.
PSG.
Oh, yeah. Well-known
boo.
Racist.
They need that's a big game. And then the Tel Aviv FC has a pretty interesting doomsday scenario because they might end up going from first to fourth.
Oh,
if
really?
A scenario actually happens, if they lose and it's a draw on the other match. So they could actually go from first to fourth, so that could be interesting.
Well, that's an exciting group.
And then outside of this, so those are games to look at, and those are all happening on Wednesday.
Yeah.
And then on Friday, I think Friday, December 17th,
yeah.
We have
December 15th.
Is it 15th?
Sure.
We have the Celtic Rangers game.
Yeah.
Oh.
7:30.
I got to say, Kevin, I noticed that you suddenly demonstrated a real strong affinity for Celtic after they kind of went 16 points up in the Scottish Premier League and clinched the title.
I don't think it has anything to do with it.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I just started drinking more scotch.
So your jersey's come in the mail then?
Yeah, my jersey's coming.
Yeah.
It's coming. It's on its way.
It's on its way.
It's in the mail.
Now, I was also saying that Tuesday there's also a Dunfermline versus Celtic match, which I think is a repeat.
It already
That's
happened.
A repeat.
But I would like to watch it at your house.
You can come over.
Now, has there ever been an instance where the repeat is different from the original?
Yeah, Superman 2. Did you see Superman 2?
And how does that affect betting?
That's what I'm talking about. This guy's
Yeah,
coming
I
back.
Like it. I like it. Now, another match that I would like to highlight, of course, is Catania-Empoli on Sunday
morning. Who won that one?
Catania won this weekend, 1-0 versus Udinese. A terrific cross by Giuseppe Colucci to Jonathan Spinazzi's head. And really, when Antonella asked me for my top 11, I just wanted to submit the entire Catania side.
Yeah.
That same Tottenham team that we mentioned is also playing Sunday at 1 p.m., I believe. Yeah, against Manchester City at Manchester. That should be an interesting match. Manchester, of course, has a lot of Americans. They've been playing better recently, but Tottenham is just on fire, although their away form has left something to be desired.
We know what that's like.
We know what that means,
because
our form is always poor. If I could say one more game, I would say Saturday, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, Real Zaragoza versus Valencia in Spain. Zaragoza is stacked. They have great Argentinians.
Yeah, that's a great
Pablo
team.
Aymar, Diego Melito, another Melito, Sergio Garcia.
Berlusconi.
I think Silvio Berlusconi.
He got a couple leg transplants.
Play center mid for them. And against Valencia, who have another great Italian, Tavano. They have David Villa and cast of thousands. Listen, listen, folks out there, again, I want to congratulate you for listening to Goal the Soccer Show. Feel free to visit us at soccershow.blogspot.com. Don't forget to podcast us. Remember that you're listening to WXOJLP Northampton 103.3 FM. Any final messages, Kevin?
I got nothing.
You got nothing? Eamon?
Yeah, send your Christmas fruit baskets to 20 LaSalle in
Avenue, Northampton.
Yeah, 01060.
01060. Sean Casey, do you have any last final parting wishes?
I just hope everyone has a great day.
Wow, the beauty of that sentiment.
Wow.
I'm going to leave everyone with a little jam, a little French version of These Boots Were Made for Walking. And again, congratulations for listening to Goal, the Soccer Show.
Quand tu me dis que tu n'as pas d'autre vieux, je sais parfaitement que tu mens. Tout le monde sait que tu me trompes souvent. Alors méfie-toi, je t'avertis maintenant. Ces bottes sont faites pour marcher et tu vas le regretter. Car je mettrai ces bottes un jour ou l'autre pour te quitter. C'est plus fort que toi.
sont faites pour marcher et tu vas le regretter. Car je mettrai ses bottes un jour ou l'autre pour te quitter.